moment you've all been waiting for.
You what? Well, that hit the spot.
So hey guys, welcome to episode, I want to say 11. I think it's episode 11. You can talk, Andrew, it's fine.
I have no idea what 11? Number it is.
All right, I think it's episode 11. But it is the third episode in 2019. And this week, it's myself, Ali Ryan, the founder of Goss.ie, and our editor, Kendra Becker.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey. So we're kind of just doing a bit of an all roundup of the news this week, what's been going on. So from the Brady Ahern WhatsApp Tinder allegation that went viral. And then we're kind of just chatting about WhatsApp in general and spreading rumors and how crazy it is. And also for any y'all sharing this, talk a bit about defamation and what it actually means in Ireland and how risky it is to be sharing false allegations. And then we talk about Firefest. And we just end a bit on the R. Kelly documentary. So if you haven't seen either of those, go watch them. They're so good. But we're all talking, it's all kind of wrapped around this idea of modern social media and you know how it's kind of becoming like Black Mirror now, the world. Mm-hmm. It's terrifying. So as always, the Gosscast is sponsored by dresses.ie. Make sure to get on there and have a look and see what they have for the new season stuff. We've really enjoyed them sponsoring the show, and I hope you've been getting on their Instagram as well. They've really cool things there. And yeah, enjoy the episode. Checking 1 2. 1 2. We're in 2019. Can you hear us?
Woo! Woo!
Kendra Becker, it's your first podcast.
My first pod of 2019.
And I hope that your mother listens to this podcast.
I know.
Because apparently she hasn't heard
shout
you on it.
Shout out to Shirls. Shout out.
Shirley Becker. Make sure you're listening. Oh, she is. She's deaf. She's probably listened back to all your episodes now, I feel.
I know. Oh, she's so cute.
So for the second episode in 2019... Am I right? No, it's the third. Okay, so yeah. We had Marissa Carter on, we had James Patrice on. Today we're just going to chat about kind of what everyone's talking about, kind of the stories going around, what's happening. So two big things to talk about today. We're going to talk about just a general conversation, I suppose, about WhatsApp rumors. Mm. And what's going on in the world of WhatsApps and how stories are like getting twisted and changed and becoming this huge thing.
Fake tea,
fake news, as yeah. Trump would say, you know, not that I believe in fake news, but fake news through WhatsApps, I believe in.
Yeah.
I do believe.
No, it's fact.
It's crazy. So, and then we're also going to talk about Fyre Festival. Mm-hmm. If you haven't watched the documentaries, pause this podcast, go to Netflix, watch Fyre. And it's on Hulu too, which I don't think is in Ireland, so I illegally watched it on YouTube.
Me too.
Don't tell, but I will share the link if you need it. No, I won't. I will on my personal Twitter account. So we're going to talk about Fyre as well and kind of, you know, kind of influencers and social media and the power of that. So it's kind of similar convos. Oh, wait. Forgot to take my little notebook out in case I forget.
Oh, get your notes.
I actually
girl.
Have like
get
three notes written down, so it's not even necessary. But so to kick off the WhatsApp rumors conversation, like there is a lot of rumors right now, and I'm not even being specific about anyone. Like there is a million rumors going on right now on WhatsApp at the moment. Screenshots of conversations, voice notes. So if any of you guys, I don't know if you heard, but this week, WhatsApp, which is owned by Facebook, actually just came out and said they're bringing out a new function now where you can only forward a message 3 times max.
It's 5.
Oh, was it 5 times?
Yeah, it's 5.
It's 5 times.
I checked it, yeah.
Okay, right.
And
so,
it used to be 20. So now it's only 5.
I didn't even know there was a limit. Mm. So for voice notes, that's a bit of a savior, okay? So it's not going to... But then the problem is screenshots.
Yeah.
Like I remember seeing a meme before being like the day that like you've screenshotted this WhatsApp becomes a notification is the day I leave WhatsApp. Like people are like, imagine. Yeah. But I don't know. Part of me thinks maybe you need to start bringing that in because rumors have just gone rampant. I think specifically in the last year. And I want to give everyone a scenario for a second. Anyone listening who believes every screenshot they see, and I'm not saying they're all false. I'm sure a lot of them are. Mm-hmm. Me and you, Kendra, could start a WhatsApp right now, right? I could change my name to Dave. Your name could be Sarah. Dave Tynan, let's say, for example.
Dave Tynan. Heineken on the weekend.
Inside
you know
joke
I mean?
There. But if you want to know what we're talking about, no, I'm joking. So, guys. But no, so let's say one's called Dave, one's called Sarah. And I'm like, Sarah, I actually got with this celeb last night. And then he flew me to Hawaii and we're getting married. And then someone in the group is like, oh my God, no way. And I like put in a photo of an engagement ring. And all of a sudden it's like, oh my God,
forwarded
Sarah
everywhere.
Is engaged to this huge celebrity. Could be completely made up.
Yeah.
And the other part of it is, I don't know if some of the WhatsApps going around are intentionally made up or if they genuinely heard. Well, it could be a joke, or they genuinely could have heard from a friend of a friend of a friend. So it could be Chinese whispers down the line, and they're saying it as fact.
Yeah.
And these things are just going viral. Like, it's on Twitter, it's on Reddit. Reddit is a dark, dark place. I don't like it. Don't like it.
But we all fall victim to it as well. Like, I have definitely heard things and been like, jeez, God, that's mad. And then like tell my friend and be like, you never guess what I heard. Blah,
and then
blah.
It goes around.
And then it goes around. And then you're like,
wait, did that happen?
I just spread the fake rumor.
Yeah. Oh my God, like, are you the reason?
But that literally, no, but like, it's definitely happened to you as well, where you heard something.
I definitely in the last, I want to say 6 months probably, I've stopped believing stuff though. I really have.
Yeah.
I'm probably gone too far the other way. I'm now like, no, that is not true. Because I just want to give people the benefit of the doubt. And I have been in a position where rumors about me have been online, or even like in circles, there's been rumors. And it's like, you hear crazy stuff sometimes. And like, you're like, how did someone even think of that? Or someone even thinks they know a fact and says it to someone and they think it is a fact and all that kind of stuff. So because of that, when I see WhatsApps, or if someone forwards me a WhatsApp, I 9 times out of 10, I'm like, that's probably not true. Like, it's so random.
Yeah.
So this week, in like a gas turn of events, the person
the most random
that everyone
thing
was talking about with a WhatsApp was Bertie Ahern.
I remember it was sent to me in the morning, and
I know, like, she hadn't even said it to me.
Yeah, because I just played it. And you know the way it's kind of long, and it, like, it doesn't say who the person was until like towards the end. And I was trying to think of like loads of different celebs it could be. I was like, oh, it's definitely that person, blah, blah. And then
we're like, Bertie Ahern.
I was like, sorry.
I know, is this actually like
so
a joke?
So funny.
But, and I actually never would have made this a discussion point except for the fact that Brady did actually have to release a statement. Like, yeah. I hate this shit
awful.
So much.
Poor guy, like.
I would personally never respond to something like that, because I think, why give heat to like the rumors? But he did give a statement to the Irish Independent where he basically was like, it's completely false.
Yeah.
You know? And like, so basically in the voice note, there was this girl, and it's always the same. It's a girl or a guy who's a friend of a friend who's really good friends with this girl who told me this. Like, first of all, that's such a long chain of people. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's probably not true. But she's saying that she matched with someone on Tinder, and that he was saying he was 35. Like, so much of it is unbelievable when you actually listen to the WhatsApp.
Yeah.
And then that they get there and Bertie Ahern is sitting there.
In chapter one.
In like chapter one or something like that, which is like my first reaction was like, that is one of the most well-known restaurants. If he was trying to be hiding something, he would hardly bring her there.
Yeah.
So yeah, this all went on. Now I feel kind of sorry for that girl, because maybe it sounds like someone told someone till someone told her.
Yeah.
Like, who forwarded her voice note?
Yeah.
I wish there was a thing that'd be like, Kendra Becker has forwarded your voice note. And
that's
like,
what people were saying. They wish they would get a notification if someone forwarded their voice note.
Yeah. That should happen,
I think.
It
should happen, yeah.
And like, I'm like obviously terrified of all this, because I've seen so many crazy WhatsApps go viral. So I don't put things into groups. I would say stuff one on one, because there's no way that stuff would get out, because you would know it was that person.
Yeah.
But like, I am in a big WhatsApp group. I'm in a few, and like, I would never, ever put something in those groups that I wouldn't be comfortable thinking people are talking about.
Yeah.
Because you just don't know like where it's going to go.
Yeah.
But the five forward thing, it hasn't started yet. So that voice note's gone around how many times probably?
Like, and even like, it was actually a spokesperson released a statement on Bertie's behalf, and they said, I'll read the quote here now.
Yeah.
They said, something should be done to protect people from this sort of thing.
And not like, just for people and politicians.
In general, like, it's so damaging, like something like that going around. Like, obviously Bertie has a family and everything.
Yeah, of course.
You know, so
it's messed up. But they're totally right. And like, I've kind of been saying this all year. Like, I think Facebook and Twitter have a lot to answer for in Ireland. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think people realize how tricky defamation laws are here. So just to explain to any y'all listening who is in the mood to share these WhatsApps, it's actually quite dangerous to be sharing stuff on Twitter and Facebook. Because basically in Ireland, I'm going to give you a little lesson on defamation. If two people of sound mind think less of you based on something that's been said in a statement, so this could be written in a text, it could be written on a piece of paper, it could be put in a Facebook group, it could be tweeted out, it could be put it on WhatsApp. If two people of sound mind read it and believe it, and it's actually not a fact, or it's not a proven fact, you can be sued for like a minimum €50,000. You mm-hmm. can, like, it's very serious. Defamation is very, very serious. So I think you'll remember, like, do you remember when the Paddy Jackson case was going on?
Yeah.
And he obviously was found innocent by a jury. And there was a lot of people, like, annoyed and on Twitter, and they were, like, still calling him, like, they were suggesting he was a rapist, all this kind of stuff, even though he had, like, won the case or whatever. And his lawyer came out and was like, you know, tweet, I'm with her or whatever, you know, and you'll be sued, this kind of thing.
It was sue me Paddy.
It was like, if that was shared, whatever. Mm-hmm. And everyone's getting real angry about that. And obviously that wasn't the right way to go about it. But in saying that, they would have had every right to sue people mm-hmm. who said that, even though he was tried or whatever, he was innocent. So people have to be really careful. I've seen a couple of things over the last week or two, and I'm like, if the person you're writing about sees your tweet, mm-hmm. you could be sued.
I suppose people could argue with, for the likes of the Paddy Jackson thing, there's literally hundreds, maybe thousands yeah, totally. Of people
it's
tweeting.
A bad
so they're like, they're hardly going to sue thousands of yeah. us. Like,
no, that was a bad example. But it's just, I think everyone was a bit surprised, and I don't think people realise the defamation laws in
yeah.
Ireland.
Yeah.
It is one of the strictest in the world. Like, so mm-hmm. celebrities who get written about on TMZ, like, they can say literally anything on TMZ. But if we were to write that story without checking the facts, like if Goss wrote it, not checking things, they could sue us. And mm-hmm. like, huge celebrities do come to Ireland to sue Irish publications because yeah. the defamation laws are so strict here. So it's something to think about if you're listening and you're like sharing these WhatsApps. If you share a false WhatsApp in like a group that has more than two people in it, there is a chance you could be sued for defamation if it mm-hmm. comes out.
Yeah.
So just be careful for yourself. Like, it's not worth getting into. I know, like, in some of those Facebook groups, there's been cease and desist letters sent in a lot of times mm-hmm. Into the groups, and people might laugh it off, but again, they actually can sue you if you've written yeah. something that can't be proven. So what I'm trying to say there, I think that Twitter and Facebook have a lot to answer for, because they're allowing a lot of stuff to go up. Like, for example, that horrific car crash during the week, the yeah. M50, where a woman really sadly died, and she had horrific head injuries. We won't get too into it. But people took videos and took photos of this, like, 30-year-old yeah. woman who has a family. Their family probably weren't even notified that she mm-hmm. was dead, and this was, like, circulating. And I was like, this really just, like, completely... like, what's the word I'm looking for? I can't even fathom how someone could do it, but it really shows and proves, I suppose, what this, like, generation is all about.
Yeah.
Like, why would you think to take a photo?
Mm.
Why would you think to put that photo on social media? Like,
yeah.
it's but gone I, into such a black mirror kind of
yeah,
universe that we're in
so
at the moment.
So bizarre, but I heard on the radio this morning that they're investigating that.
The like, person who took the photo?
Yeah, yeah.
Surely there's some laws against, like...
yeah.
But again, you have to talk about Twitter and Facebook here. Like, how do they allow that photo go
yeah.
up? There's meant to be a team of people in Twitter and mm-hmm. Facebook that monitor videos.
Yeah, because you know the whole, like, free the nipple thing.
Yeah, like, Instagram, take it down immediately.
Yeah, it's gone. Yeah. Like, if you have any little nip showing, you know.
But do you remember there was that documentary? I don't know if you saw it. It was on RT and it caused, like, a big, big thing. Because insiders in Facebook were basically suggesting that they were leaving violent videos go live on Facebook because it was getting so much interactions.
Oh,
Facebook
God.
Denied it and everything, but there was people in there saying they'd basically, you know, been
it was
told.
True.
Yeah. And I believe that. Like, there's a lot of violent videos that you can see on feeds. Like,
yeah.
I don't interact in them, so I don't see them anymore. But, like, you see, like, girl getting beaten up, and it's like a 12-year-old girl getting bullied. And I'm like, why is this on my timeline? Mm. And, like, why did someone film this? So with the stuff during the week of the M50, I'm like, surely there's a team that was flagged that such a horrific mm-hmm. photo or video had gone up. How did that stay?
Yeah.
Like, and it's the same with some of the WhatsApps. How are they allowed
yeah,
to stay up?
Yeah, I didn't see the photo or anything. Was it shared on Instagram or something?
It was on Twitter and WhatsApp. It started on WhatsApp. This
right.
is why it's kind of intertwining with the story we're talking about, because it was shared on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
The person shared it on WhatsApp, and someone from that group shared it on social media. I think it was Twitter. I didn't look for it, you see.
No,
but apparently
yeah.
it was very readily available.
Jesus.
It's just like, imagine that was your mom or your sister. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's so distasteful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how someone, and this is what I'm saying. Like,
it's like inhumane.
Inhumane, literally. But that's like how desensitized the world has come to mm-hmm. like, I don't know, like death, sex, like mm-hmm. all this stuff, like porn. Like, it's just everything is so readily available. Mm-hmm. Are people just not understanding that it's real people?
Mm-hmm.
That's, I think, is such a big, big, big problem with social media. And I always say it when we have influencers in here. I'm like, you know, do people just think it's a robot at the other side of the screen? It's like people are forgetting mm-hmm. that there's actually humans involved. So, like, that woman who died was a person.
Yeah.
like who has a family, how did someone not think, God, like I better not? Very weird.
Yeah.
And I was not into that. So if any of you guys shared that, shame on you. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's like a real scary time for WhatsApps. Like I remember obviously before Christmas, poor Dearen Gary, like got involved in a kind of WhatsApp thing that was like totally false as well. And like we loved Dearen. I felt so terrible. And she had to like come back and she'd
and
say
so
something.
It's scary because that was so elaborate. Like
the
freakishly
most
elaborate
story. But like, so bizarre.
Yeah. So bizarre.
But I felt that Birdie Herman was elaborate too. I was like, is this the same girl? I actually for a second
was like,
is this the same story? But like, look how quickly that one went around. Now in fairness, like everyone was like, that's not true, like Dearen's not like that, and like we love Dearen, but like I hated that she had to go on Instagram and defend that, because I am just of the belief that you shouldn't have to defend lies. So I personally have never ever reacted to something that's been a lie. If something was said to me that was true or happened and I thought I'd been talking about it, I'd be like, yeah, like whatever. But when it's a complete lie, like I don't want to give any heat to it. So I felt bad for her, and that's the problem being the public eye. I guess they feel like they have to respond.
You know what completely baffles me though is like, obviously these kind of things get sent around in WhatsApp or whatever, and you're on the WhatsApp group going, Jesus, like I wonder if that's true, blah blah. The people that go to the person's Instagram and start commenting, being like, ooh, blah blah blah, like stuff about whatever was shared.
It's disgraceful.
And I'm just like, and it's not even like, sometimes it's not even fake profiles, it's them genuinely being like, oh, the state of you, blah blah.
That's just like the modern society we're in, that people feel like they have the right to come on and trash you on your own feed. It's like, what? No, like it honestly scares me, social media. Like I know there's like this really positive side to it, but if you look at what's just happened in the last week, just in Ireland, like Birdie Ahern was accused of being a catfish. Like, oh my God, imagine that MTV show came here and like spoke to Birdie Ahern.
Oh my God, imagine.
Although Niamh isn't on the show anymore, it's just the other guy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wait. Oh no, Niamh is still there. The other guy left.
He's gone.
Wouldn't that be gas though?
So gas. Wow.
They should do an Irish version with all the stuff that's been going on this year. But that happened. Photos and videos of that crash. Like, that is insane. But I think it's up to us as people, as a generation, to not be buying into everything that we're sent and just be clever about things. Like you can destroy someone's reputation with a false accusation. Like so like he must have been okay enough about it that he like gave a statement or whatever, but like you never know what's going on with someone. Like that could have really impacted his life, that rumor, you know, even though he's saying it's false and it was a false. I'd love to know what that girl's thinking today after she read the Irish Independent. I do feel like she was told a lie. I don't think she was randomly making up a story.
I don't know. But like, I suppose a lot of people don't realise the damage these things do unless it happens to them or someone that's close to them. Yeah. And then they're like, oh, shite.
No, like it's so crazy. Yeah. And people are just so gullible. And then there's no... I really feel like when something like that takes legs, like, you know, what's the point in denying it? Everyone's going to think that it's true.
Yeah.
So are you up for being forwarded and being notified? Ali Ryan just forwarded your voice note. Would you want to know?
Yeah.
You'd be like, WTF?
Because like even if you send something to someone and you're like, don't pass this on, they could still do it. Like,
screenshotting is the scariest thing, but it's also like really good in other situations. Like I think every girl I know in the world screenshots all the conversations between boys. And then it's like, what will I say back? So for those things, it's like, lol. But then like to think that your private conversations might be shared. Like since WhatsApp brought in the delete option, it's been a lifesaver for me. There's been times I've put something in and I'm like, oh God, I think I even deleted something I sent you last week, didn't I? Sometimes if I do something, I'm like, oh my God, imagine. I just think the worst. I'm like, imagine someone saw that and I'll just be like, delete it. So I like that.
The bad thing though about it though is it's like, Ali Ryan deleted this message or like something and it shows up and you're like,
what the hell?
And like, what if you hadn't seen it? So you're like, geez, what did she say?
No, it's so gas. I know I was saying this, but like I had a guy had like sent me messages in the middle of the night. Like this is ages ago now. And my phone was off. Like, so I just turned it on and it was like six messages and it was like, X person has deleted this message, delete this message, delete this message. I was like,
I'd love to know what that said.
But I love like if it's an Instagram as well, you can delete it, but it comes up in your notifications.
Yeah.
So you can slide down your phone and see them. But like I didn't get to see those ones. But like I was so good. But that is great for the all drunken texting that you can delete, because it went from drunken texting to drunken tweeting, drunken DMing. Like I've done it all. Like I actually haven't in a long time. I'm very together now. But definitely a year or two ago, I'd be like, hey, over Twitter DMs, and you can't delete them yet.
Yeah.
You can delete them, but they still see it. And they're like, and I remember deleting it one time thinking, oh, thank God. And then I got a full reply. I was like, shit. So WhatsApp is a lifesaver for that, definitely. And I think WhatsApp is one of the only things in the world that actually fully deletes them. Like, if the guards were to get involved, if WhatsApp, you can't like get the messages back. Yeah, not that I'm telling anyone how to commit a crime.
It's encrypted, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. But Facebook messages can be retrieved.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm over the WhatsApp. And I like I just don't care. Like, I'm being sent stuff all the time, and there's screenshots, and I'm like, where is the proof? Like, do you know, like, as a journalist, I think it's always in my head to just question everything anyway. So I'm kind of like, where is this coming from? Or, and then they're like,
it just shows how easy it is to spread a rumor.
It's so scary. Like, and I thought it was interesting when WhatsApp announced the 5-share maximum thing. They actually said it was in an effort to stop rumors.
Yeah, stop
fake news. So they're obviously very aware that this is a problem, like, themselves. Mm-hmm. So
I think it was that in India or something, someone over WhatsApp was falsely accused of kidnapping children, and he actually got like mobbed and killed.
Oh my God.
And it was completely false.
What?
And it was all, and I think it's all stemming because of that. Yeah.
This happened recently.
I don't know if it happened recently, but it's, I think that's, this is why it's happening.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. I think like, social media doesn't know how to catch up with everything. Like, traditional media, like newspapers, like letters, all that, magazines, like, you know, you could never publish a rumor. But then you have Facebook groups that have an audience of 35,000, or a WhatsApp that gets to like 100,000 people. Like, why aren't they following under the same rules?
Like, we've had, like, as a news organization, remember we got that really weird letter in the Post, and it was about a celebrity's family member.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. And it was like an actual essay.
Yeah, that was defamatory. And two of us read it, so yeah, we could've, yeah, yeah.
Like,
that's true.
But like, obviously, we had no idea it was like an anonymous letter. Or
but
whatever.
Me and you, because the job that we're in, or you and I, should I say, Wim? Because the job that we're in, you know, we knew what that was. We really looked in it. We didn't, you know, we thought it was kind of made up or whatever, or we knew we couldn't publish it. Send that to the wrong person. It's like screenshot.
Well, it was
it's
very clear that like the person that wrote it wasn't of sound mind. Yeah. Like, at all.
But like the wrong person would have taken a photo of that, put it in a WhatsApp. That
and been
would
like,
have gone viral.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah.
We've had people contact us before, you know, saying that something really serious had happened, let's say. And, you know, they want us to write about it. And I'll always be like, well, is there a police report or have you gone to this? Like, we're always like trying to check the facts. So, you know, a lot of people give out about websites or news sites and add to this, add to this, that. There's actually so much work that goes into things, and we would never publish a single thing unless it was fully backed up. So I think when WhatsApps are going viral and like things like the Brady Hearn thing or whatever, and people are like, why isn't this being written about, or why is this, like, maybe it's not true.
Yeah.
If qualified, experienced journalists have not written a story about what you're seeing everywhere, it's a possibility maybe that it's not true. Like, so people need to kind of look at that too. But yeah, it's a crazy time that we're living in. And speaking of crazy times, we have to talk about Fyre Festival.
The festival that
never
quite literally went up in flames.
Quite literally. Did it go in flames? Was there fire?
Basically.
Well, there was a bonfire.
Metaphorically went up in flames, you know?
Wait, it was metaphorically. It was literally washed away. Could we say that?
Perhaps, yeah.
So I watched the Netflix one. And I loved that one because I didn't really know who was behind it. And like, it's so stupid good because Billy McFarlane, the guy who like founded Fyre, which is an app, basically him and Ja Rule were going to, it actually sounded like such a good idea.
Yeah.
You'd be able to like book Lady Gaga for your birthday party. I mean, it does seem a bit unrealistic, but it was basically an app you could go
this
on. It was
is like, for like super rich people. Yeah.
So it was like Tinder. So you could swipe right on Lady Gaga saying you want her for her your birthday, and she'd have to swipe right to accept, and it would be like $1 million fee, and it was wired and it was all cool. So you're in the middle of doing that, and they actually launched at the Web Summit, which is gas. It was so funny seeing all the Web Summit footage on both documentaries, obviously owned by, you know, Paddy Cosgrove. But they announced it there, and then he just got this idea in his head, like, why don't we do a festival to launch the app properly? And I actually remember the ads going up. Do you remember the videos?
Yeah, me too, yeah.
I remember the orange slate being on all the Instagrams.
We wrote about it, yeah.
Yeah. So, wow, we're a part of the problem. So I didn't even know we wrote about it, did we?
Yeah, we did.
Saying like
yeah.
this huge new festival is yeah. coming. Oh, God.
It was all like Bella Hadid, like, yeah. you know.
Emily Ratajkowski. Yeah.
Looked fab.
Oh, my God.
It was obviously Jenner. All a big lie.
So, yeah, so the one thing, like there was many points in it, but one of the really interesting things, I think what kind of fits into what we're talking about today is like, social media and the power mm-hmm. of fake news and false advertising, false rumors, blah blah. They literally did that. Like mm-hmm. that is how they created yeah. the buzz, because they paid Kendall Jenner $250,000 wire transfer. She seemed to have been the only person to get paid because that was done, and they show all the texts. Is Kendall gonna post? And she posts being like so excited that like a good act is gonna be announced or something, wasn't it?
Was one of the headliners. She just said,
okay,
yeah.
So. That started. Then they booked Bella Hadid, Emily Ratajkowski. Who was the other person that was there? That was huge.
Chanel something.
And there was like huge influencers all booked mm-hmm. for the shoot. So the shoot was real. They went to this island that was once owned by Pablo Escobar. Mm-hmm. But Billy McFarlane and Ja Rule. They were basically telling everyone they bought the island. So it seems like they only rented it for the shoot. And then apparently they were allowed to use it for the festival, but they were specifically told, do not say that Pablo Escobar, like, who has murdered mm-hmm. loads of people and is yeah. a drug lord.
So they obviously had to, like, liaise with his estate.
Yeah. And then in the very first trailer that went out, it said, once owned by Pablo Escobar. Like, one of the first things that it said.
The one thing they were told not to do.
Not to do. Like. So I don't know, like, did Billy think, right, this is going to be an awesome way to launch the festival, but I don't know if it's going to work. So he just paid Kendall the $250,000 and then it actually basically mm-hmm. sold out overnight.
Yeah.
Like, why didn't he do that launch just to launch the app?
Yeah.
To be like, book your favorite artist now. Like, that is $250,000 well spent. I'm sure there's loads of people who would have, on Kendall's recommendation, mm-hmm. went yeah. onto the app. But it all, like, it's just, if you haven't seen it, like, there's so many parts where I'm like, I obviously am an entrepreneur myself and I'm always like, think positive or whatever. But when you literally have hurricane tents left over from a former hurricane, like, and you're thinking this is a luxury villa.
There's so many stages where you're like, ah, surely they're going to be like, oh, we're going to have to cancel this.
And he's like, it's all good.
He's like, it's grand.
It's going to work out.
He like flies off somewhere and comes back with a million. It's like, look, we can get.
And then they started, so they've no villas, they've nowhere to sleep, they've no water, and they start emailing the guests, you need to top up your wristband by mm-hmm. like $800,000 if you want to rent a speedboat. There were not any speedboats. I think there was one yacht in the end, and it was meant to be like this hidden like island in the middle of nowhere, and it was like attached to like one of
the Great Exumas.
It was attached to like the something Sands Resort, whatever that's called.
Sandals.
Yeah. So it was like right beside that. Actually, I saw someone tweeted during the week. It was so funny, being like, I love how like everyone was like, oh my God, we were stranded, but they were on. Like they could have just gone to the side of the island. Yeah. It was like really yeah. busy. Like there was hotels. Like they could have stayed somewhere.
Yeah.
But do you remember all the memes that went around at the time?
Oh, they were, because I think people were mostly slagging off the fact that it was all these rich kids that
and
went
the amount
somewhere.
Of money. Some like packages were $100,000.
Yeah. And then they went, and obviously it was an absolute disaster. Remember that photo of the cheese sandwich?
The cheese sandwich went viral.
That was the first thing that kicked it off. And I remember looking on Twitter and being like, this fire festival thing, when it was all going down, and then seeing the cheese sandwich thing and being yeah. like, oh,
I think I was
God.
Working that weekend. I'm really sure I'm the one who did the story yeah. when I went, because, and also we knew someone who went to the fire festival. So mm-hmm. we were the only publication to get an interview with the Irish person that was there. I might actually link it when I shared this on Instagram, because he basically told us like how it all went down. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I didn't pay for a ticket, like I was given free. I just still don't know if that's true. I'm obviously not going to name him. But yeah, like that was so gas. But this is a two side thing of social media. Like, it was horrific that that whole thing happened, and mm-hmm. it got so many people, and people believed it without questioning it, which again goes back to the WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. Because it was on Instagram, they're like, well, it must be mm-hmm. real, it must be fab. But like, the crazy thing about it was like, I actually thoroughly enjoyed the memes then. And when it was on mm-hmm. Twitter, like, I did think it was very funny because it was like, this is like the rich version of the Hunger Games. Yeah. Because people were literally like on Instagram, like, oh my God, like my yacht isn't available. Like, so people were like, you deserve this. So and when you watch funny. The documentary, there's a lot of people going over who've heard rumors that it's not getting.
Yeah.
So like a lot of people did go mm-hmm. knowing there was a possibility.
I suppose they had spent so much money, they're like, right, we'll go and see.
And I
like,
watched, is it on the yeah, in the Hulu one? Have you finished the Hulu one?
Yeah.
And do you remember when there's like an interview with the news station with this guy who's down there and he's saying how horrific it was, and they're like, right, and at the time Billy McFarlane had said, we're going to do a new one next year, everyone's going to go free.
Yeah.
At the end of the interview, the guy was like, I mean, I'd go next year. And they're like, sorry sir, you would go next year? And he's like, yeah. I was like, oh my God.
Like, please.
Like, so there's some people who I don't feel sorry for. I'm like, you would go again. He was like, yeah. I was like, right. The act even, right? Okay. All that was confirmed, the biggest act was Blink 182.
I love Blink 182.
Would you go like, to a
to the Bahamas and spend like 50 grand?
Like no. Kanye's playing. Okay. I've seen him live. He's not that great. But it'd be people like that, Drake, like those kind of people, you'd be like, oh my God, that would be cool. Mm-hmm. And I think the whole false advertising part really came down to the fact people thought that Bella, Hailey Baldwin, that's who mm-hmm. else was there.
Yes.
That Bella, Hailey, Kendra?
Yeah, I was going to wish.
Kendall. People thought they were actually going to be chilling with them.
And they had advertised tickets for this yacht party, which was going to be hosted by Kendall. And the tickets were 10 grand each, and they hadn't even asked her.
Did they sell those tickets? I can't remember that
part. I don't know, but they hadn't even asked
her. Was Kendall ever even coming? I don't think so.
No.
Oh my God.
It's just mad. But my favorite part about this whole thing.
Don't say it's the Evian thing, because that freaks me out so much.
It's the fact that Ja Rule is now all of a sudden like, no. I was bamboozled.
I was bamboozled too. Shit.
I was hoodwinked.
I'm watching this documentary. You're like, oh my God.
He's literally in all of it. And he's heavily involved from what I can
see. But I don't know what went on, because in the Hulu one, do you know when they ask him, but like, what you're saying, this is all your fault. Ja Rule was involved, and he was like, this is my fault. So something, maybe Ja wasn't as involved as we thought then legally, like, or something.
But
it's so gas. So like, he's conned all these people, and then he stays on the island. Like, in fairness to him, he didn't jet off. He stayed there and tried to like deal with it, like, and stood on a table and was like answering questions. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like a news station went to Exuma and interviewed him on the beach. And he was like, you know, round two failed. We'll do round two. I'm like, oh my God, yeah, are you like, on drugs?
Send people home.
And then, you know, the footage of him asleep on the beach. Like, how did he allow that to happen? And he's just knocked out in the middle of the day. And people are like, Billy? And they're like, yeah, he's asleep. Like, there was so much that he allowed to be filmed.
Yeah.
And then after the travesty,
I'd be very interested to know if he has been paid for all that footage.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That was clearly his.
Yeah. Oh, no, sorry. The footage in Netflix is owned by Fuck You Jerry, or Fuck Jerry, whatever that's called.
Oh, Fuck Jerry, yeah.
Yeah, they did all that. Oh, okay. So that's theirs. But Hulu paid him for the interview and for his other footage.
Right.
Yeah, at the end. Because this is the craziest part, though. Like, he's on bail. He may be going to prison.
He's in prison now.
No, but this is in the documentary Yeah. The part where he's on bail.
Yeah.
Doesn't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, the VIP
then thing. Then he decides to not only start a new con, but con the same people. So he steals the list of emails from the already Fyre Festival that everyone is suing you. There's a class action against you. And then he decides to email them, I can give you VIP tickets to Jennifer Lopez's party. VIP tickets to The Biggest Lie. The Met Gala. Anna Wintour.
It's physically not possible
literally,
to buy tickets.
If you are bringing a certain perfume with you in your bag, yeah. I'd say Anna's like, no.
Yeah, she's like, I hate that perfume.
So if you bought those tickets, you're stupid. Mm-hmm. Then it was tickets to the Super Bowl. Then it was tickets to Hamilton, like the only Broadway show, I think, in history to be sold out a year in advance.
Yeah.
But like, you know, starting a new con, okay, that's what he does, but with the same people. How did he think he wasn't going to get caught? And I'd say if he didn't do the second con, he probably wouldn't have gone to jail. But the fact that he hadn't learned from his actions, because you could, in a number of ways, say that what happened with Fyre was a mistake and they just believed in this dream and blah, blah, blah. But then he genuinely just conned people again.
And it is actually a shame because like there was a lot of people that really believed in him and thought that he was like an amazing business person. But he obviously just totally lost the run of himself.
A lot of big entrepreneurs, like when people describe them as charismatic and this, like it's kind of a dangerous zone to be in because people follow you blindly then as well. They're kind of like, I believe in this. But then any shots of him, I didn't find him charismatic, did you?
No.
Most of the time he looked like he was lying through his teeth. He was like, yeah,
most
yeah,
of the time
yeah,
he looked fine. Like he was locked.
And then, yeah, yeah. And then
swilling a beer, like
when they're doing like all the conference calls and he's like, so guys, not going to pay you. And they're like, right, okay, so we're all being let go. No. And whatever way it works in the States, you have to be let go to be able to get money from the government. So they're like, so you're
just not going to pay
gonna
us.
Let us. Like, you're going to make us quit. And that means we can't get any money from the government. And he was like, well, you can stay, but can't pay. And everyone's on the line like, okay. But then even the guy from Exuma, do you remember that part where his phone rings and he's like, Billy, how are you?
Billy.
I'm like, okay. So he obviously still has like influence
and
over
like,
people.
This was in the Hulu one. Like he's still with his girlfriend and he rang her from prison. It was like, hello,
she was like,
Billy McFarland is ringing you.
Yeah. We're so good at the old voices, aren't we? You could definitely be a prison phone voice. Will you accept
a
call?
I quit Goss. I'm just gonna
yeah, you're gonna go there. Wow. But yeah, no, it is mad that they all followed him, but like you do feel sorry for so many people. But just as you go through each person, like anyone who's like, and then I said to Billy, you know, I don't think this is gonna work out, and then he fired me.
you're like okay.
Or do you know the guy who didn't have a pilot's license that flew them all around?
He was probably the hero of the documentary.
But then he was like, and then one day I was let go. But I'm like, maybe it's because you were flying people without a pilot license, dude. To be fair, I think he might have been fired.
He learned how to fly
through an online Microsoft program.
Yeah, but he was the one that was actually like, oh, I don't know. He was like sorting out the logistics of things.
But I also
and they were
feel
like,
that
look, you're being too negative. So like, can you get out of here?
I do think there is a possibility that he did get fired because he also flew them all though without a license. Like, do you remember Ja Rule is on the plane and he's doing, not only is he flying, they're like turning the plane around and he was turning it off and gliding. He learned that on Microsoft. Like, I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
So he was kind of crazy as well. But yeah, if you haven't watched it, definitely watch it. It's actually
so
beautifully shot.
Yeah, it's so good.
Sorry, when they're all like, we want to go to the pigs. And they're like, you can't go to the pigs. Like, we want to go to the pigs. And then in the Hulu one, they say that the pigs were like biting people and like,
yeah, they like
all
bit,
this kind of stuff.
Chanel on the arms.
Yeah. So it's very weird, but it's a really good kind of. It's another kind of Black Mirror. I feel like Black Mirror is happening everywhere. It's a really good social experiment just to watch, just to see how greed and money and like influence. And a lot of people, I don't know if you agree with this, Kendra, or not, but a lot of people were on Twitter saying, because you know the woman in it who's like, was like, I had to spend 50,000 of my own savings. So sad.
Yeah, her name, I have it written down here. What was her name?
It's very important, Marianne. Someone started a GoFundMe afterwards and she's got over $100,000 now, so like that's amazing. That's great. I hope that's a real page. It could be Billy in prison.
You know the way the other day Ja Rule like said that he was really sorry and particularly about her, he was like, oh, I feel so bad, blah blah. She actually came out and she was like, oh yeah, like I accept your apology, I do think you're sorry, but like give me money then. She was like, maybe donate 50,000 to my GoFundMe.
Did she say that? Did she have a Twitter?
Don't know.
Oh my God. Imagine that was Billy from prison on his phone.
Imagine.
No, like, would you be surprised? And then all of a sudden he like makes bail for 100 grand. You're like, wait a minute. No.
I'd say his prison
obviously
cell
nothing
is,
makes me believe that this is him, by the way.
His prison cell is probably stunning. He probably has like PlayStation,
a sauna,
king size bed. Yeah. Like,
it's a white collar prison.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But yeah, sorry, but a lot of people were saying they felt that Kendall and Bella and Haley should basically refund the money they were paid and give it back to all the workers. So like, there's two sides to that. Like, there's one part of me that's like, I do get that people be annoyed that if someone's being paid $250,000, they should probably check into what they're working with. And like, you know, but it's very hard. Like, the shoot did happen. Like, it did, like, it did look like it was going, like, Kendall isn't qualified to know what takes to build a stage on an island.
It's so bad that this is happening to Kendall again. Because remember that whole Pepsi
thing?
Yeah,
yeah.
Like,
wow. Did she apologize, though? Bella did. I don't think Kendall did.
I don't know.
Bella did. Bella was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I was never involved, but I should have checked, kind of thing. But do you think people are right? Like, are they partly to blame?
I don't know. It's a very grey area with that one, I suppose, because they're, yeah, I don't know. Because they were paid to advertise something.
That wasn't happening yet anyway. Yeah. So like, how would you know?
Yeah,
that's
like
not
it's
gonna
not
happen?
Up to them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I suppose because the ads made out that they were going to be there, and I don't think they ever had agreed to
go
they were
there.
So that was false.
But I guess they never stated, except for the Kendall Jenner boat party that never happened. But I saw Blind Boy from Rubber Bandits, he tweeted yesterday that he couldn't even watch Fire because he said that so many things like this has happened to him where like people have come up, and I didn't even know that. It must be Irish or UK. That he said there's these entrepreneurs come in and they're going to do this and going to that. And he was like, I can't even count the amount of times like I've been let down. So I'm like, oh my God, this obviously happens.
He was bamboozled.
He was bamboozled too.
He was hoodwinked. My favourite part is those tweets like getting shared around being like, when the chipper forgets your garlic dip. It's like, I too was bamboozled.
I was bamboozled. He has got away with murder though, Ja Rule. Like he's grand.
Cheek-bum.
So I'm interested to see what he does next. Sorry, I think he's actually started a new platform that's like Fire, a booking one. So we should try swipe right and book someone. So before we finish, obviously just chatting about all the kind of stuff, all the gossip right now. The R. Kelly documentary. Like,
crazy.
The R. Kelly?
R? Either way, he's brick.
Either way, he's a brick. Robert, as he's referred to. It kind of gives me chills when they're like, Robert. I didn't know what to think because, again, like I'm so anti this whole social media mob mentality. So I was like, I'm going to watch it and see for myself. But like the evidence is overwhelming.
From the get-go.
My biggest problem with it is, for anyone who hasn't seen it, it's a Lifetime documentary. There's 6 episodes. I just found it online. It's on Putlocker and stuff like that. But he basically, like, I think it was on BuzzFeed like a year ago, came out that he like allegedly had like this kind of cult going on in his house, that he had like sex slaves. It seemed very over the top, right? Mm-hmm. It's not like illegal to have a cult. It's not illegal to have, well, obviously real sex slaves, yes, but to have women in your house you're sleeping with all the time, like it's obviously not illegal. So that's why I was kind of like, I need to watch this and see how I feel. And a lot of the focus is on his controlling behavior, which is scary, but again, not illegal. Mm-hmm. The really crazy part of it is the underage girls.
Yeah.
Like,
no, the thing that had me shook the most was the Aaliyah stuff.
Married her at 15. He was her godfather.
Age ain't nothing but a number.
Like, yeah, I can't listen to any of her music from that era now. Like,
no.
And if you listen to R. Kelly's songs now, it's like, oh my God, he's literally talking about everything that was going on, like, in his life.
Yeah.
And as it goes through, like, it is really interesting to watch it just to see how people can be kind of brainwashed. Because that's what the allegations are basically saying. Like, there's a lot of families that haven't seen their daughters in years since they met R. Kelly. And they're apparently living in his house. The alleged 14-year-old who was in his sex tape from years ago that all charges were dropped on when he went to court. She apparently is still living in his house and has been introduced to the other women. But it's so crazy. Like, and did you see the last episode where that girl brings you into the house?
I haven't seen the last one yet.
So in the last episode, they go back to the house and it's so crazy. Like, you know, they just like go through every room and everything like that. And I guess this is where social media can be good, because the reason this documentary began was because of the Mute R. Kelly movement. And that came from the BuzzFeed article.
Yeah.
So it came from an online publication. They spent over a year investigating it. Again, they didn't just randomly throw it out. And then people started protesting, like, whenever he was doing a gig, they were like, Mute R. Kelly, you shouldn't be letting him play here. They contacted Spotify. Spotify took him off all of the playlists. He's still there, though, which is a problem. His label didn't let him go. They only just let him go, like, a week ago. iTunes, I think, as well, is the same. Celine Dion came out. She was like, I don't want my song streaming him with him anymore. So there's starting to be this, like, big turn. And now, like, DAs in America are talking about bringing up a case against him again. So, like, that is, like, a situation where you're like, okay, social media can be used for the right things. Like, the Harvey Weinstein stuff, like, those allegations are real. Like, the people came out. Like, there's so much more.
The Time's Up movement. Yeah.
And, like, you're talking, like, Angelina Jolie, Gwyneth Paltrow. Like, not random people. People you don't know whether to trust or not, like Cara Delevingne, like people who would, it's almost damaging to come out and say that these things happened to them, like, came out. So like, there's things like that, like when we're in this like weird era of like lack of justice with things like that, like, you know, I don't even know if Harvey Weinstein's ever going to go to jail, or like, you know, is he going to be ever convicted? But, you know, he got dropped from his company. He got dropped from the Academy Awards. Like, something did happen because of it. So I do think there is a good side to things. And I think without the Mute R. Kelly thing, this documentary never would have been made. And I definitely think it should have been made. Like, it's so good and it's so scary.
What's shocking to me, though, is that he doesn't seem to give a fuck.
I say he doesn't even know what he's doing, like, is wrong. The only thing that I found sad about it, like, obviously I'm not standing up for him. Like, I think he's a freak, like, and what's gone on is not right, like, you know. But, like, in the first episode, they say that basically he was abused by a family member from the age of 7 to 14.
Yeah.
Like, that is messed up. Like, how can you develop as a person and not be normal? Like, you know, I'm not saying... But, like, you know, like, it's all these things happen because of your own history, because of how you grew up. So he obviously had this mad childhood, and now these are his fetishes. This is what he looks for. And, like, they showed this interview of him at the time after the trial, and they were like, "Do you like teenage girls?" And he's like, "Well, what do you mean by teenage?" It's like, no, there's no good answer to, teenage, like 18, 19.
Like, seriously.
He was like, 18, 19, like... So crazy. So yeah, there too, if you're looking for things to watch, Fire Festival on Netflix, and then you'll have to legally look for the other ones, sorry. But they're very good. And yeah, if you're getting WhatsApps, if you're listening to voice notes, listen away, gossip away, but I think twice about forwarding things
before you share,
and definitely just for your own legal liabilities, I would be very careful about sharing stuff
on
Twitter.
Sound like Donald Trump, but stop spreading fake news.
Stop. Make Ireland great again. Oh my God, imagine we brought out a cap and like it has the pink Goss logo on it. Make Ireland great again.
Make Goss great. Well,
someone should have done that for the presidency this year. People probably would have voted for them. Seriously. All those documentaries. We'll be back next week. Obviously, the Gossies 2019. We are so excited about them. So excited.
It's
going to be the best year yet. By the time this podcast is out, voting will be closed. So voting is closed, but James Cavanagh is hosting. It's in the Alex Hotel. It's sponsored by 01 Salon, a fab Dublin salon. So we're so excited, and we hope you tune in and like watch on all the channels and see what happens and everything. And we will chat to you next week. So that's it from us today, guys. If you haven't watched those documentaries, I apologise. They probably made no sense, but hopefully it will make you want to watch the documentaries. And yeah, the Gosscast is always sponsored by dresses.ie. So make sure to get on there, get on the website, get on their Twitter, get on their Instagram. They have such good deals. And just to mention that they do next day delivery as well, which is pretty unheard of, because I know there's a lot of other sites that say they do it and it doesn't arrive. It does actually arrive with dresses.ie. And we'll chat to you next week.